Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
There is a concept in Buddhism called oneness that has always been fascinating to me. The idea of oneness is that every living being in the world is connected to one another. I like to think of it as a cause and effect relationship. If something happens to one of us, we all feel the impact. For some, that impact will be large. For others, that impact will be minute. But nonetheless, we will all be impacted in a way. For example, if my neighbor decides to plant a tree in their backyard, it will have a rather large impact on my life. It might provide some nice shade on a sunny day, or it might block my view of the horizon. But that tree won't just affect me. It will also impact everyone else by providing clean air for everyone to breathe in. Furthermore, if I really like my neighbor's tree, I might be in a good mood, which will affect my behavior towards others I encounter, which will then affect their behavior towards people they encounter, and so on and so forth. And that is the main crux of oneness. Everything that we do will have a ripple effect on others. I think that regardless of personal religion, everyone can take the concept of oneness to heart. Knowing that what we do will have some sort of effect on everyone else can help us grow and develop into better people. In addition, it can also make us feel more connected to everyone. If I go through a positive or negative experience, there is likely someone else who is going through a similar experience, since we are all connected to one another. A lot of times, oneness encourages me to be a better person. If I can make one person's day better, then I know that through oneness, that person might make another person's day better, and so on. I think that oneness is a great way to encourage us all to do something positive, no matter how small, because a small action such as complimenting someone, or a bigger action such as planting a tree, can positively affect the world. With a perspective, I'm Kaylee Yee.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.